From Washington, this is VOA News. Jonathan Smith reporting. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops Thursday in an ambush outside Damascus. The attack was reported by the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The soldiers came under fire from rebels as they attempted to advance on the town of Al-Rihan. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and the death toll is likely to rise. Six teenagers who participated in an international robotics competition in Washington, D.C. are missing, police say. Two of the teens were spotted crossing the United States border into Canada. The four males and two females were last seen late Tuesday afternoon when the competition ended. The competition is designed to encourage youths to pursue careers in math and science. It attracted teams of teenagers from more than 150 nations. Each team is accompanied by an adult mentor. Burundi, an East African nation of about 10 million people, has faced sporadic violence in recent years, and the members of the team were all from Burundi. Two Republican senators are working with the White House on a comprehensive immigration bill that reports say will cut legal immigration in half. An earlier version of the bill proposed in February by Senators David Perdue and Tom Cotton was also expected to cut legal immigration from 1 million to 500,000 each year. It called for limiting immigration or admission for migrants' family members, ending the diversity lottery program as well. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Two U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Democrat Dick Durbin and Republican Lindsey Graham are co-sponsoring the DREAM Act, which would ensure permanent resident status to about 1 million young people known as Dreamers who were brought to the U.S. under the age of 17 and have lived in the country for at least 4 years. A Las Vegas parole board has granted U.S. football and screen star O.J. Simpson parole after 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. The decision was a quick one, announced less than an hour after the conclusion of the parole hearing. Kenya's Ministry of Health has ordered two top hotels in Nairobi to shut down after they were linked to a cholera outbreak.
The order for Nairobi's San Valencia and Jacaranda hotels to shut down follows allegations cholera may have been transmitted through the hotel's catering services. This is after several delegates attending a trade expo catered by the hotels this week were hospitalized with symptoms of the waterborne disease. Two cabinet ministers attending the expo were also affected. The Ministry of Health said this week that 336 possible cases of cholera have been reported in Nairobi County since May and that three people have died. The Ministry of Health says the latest incident at the Trade Expo is being investigated and that the samples of food, water, and sewage are being tested. It is said results from the tests are expected within a week. Rael Ombor for VOA News, Nairobi.
Ugandan police say they've arrested dozens of political opposition activists this week. The arrests coincide with speculation that President Yoweri Museveni will act to change the constitution to allow himself to run for another term in 2021. Uganda's constitution says that presidential candidates must be younger than 75 when they stand for election. Museveni, who has held power for 31 years, will be 77 by the next election. Tree limbs, wires, trash, and furniture transformed into roadblocks in cities across Venezuela before dawn Thursday as Venezuelans heeded the opposition's call to strike against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. In Caracas, groups of masked young men set fire to a handful of blockades and hurled stones at riot police who fired back tear gas. One said, "What we have here is hunger, and the government thinks they're going to buy us off with a little bag of food. No, sir. We are going to stay in the street every day." You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. From the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.